From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Planning and Building Inspector arrested Tuesday following an ongoing bribery investigation dating back to last year. The investigation started in November 2017 when the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received complaints about County Inspector Patrick McTighe of Fortuna. The complaints alleged that McTighe was receiving money from members of the public for expedited permit approval on building and grading projects. Multiple victims coming forward to the sheriff's office alleging that McTighe had defrauded them. He's believed to have received over $100,000 from the victims. He was arrested in the Old Town Eureka area this week. He faces charges including commercial bribery, grand theft, and state official asking for or receiving a bribe. October 15th, the trial date set for a man charged with stabbing a hoop woman to death in November 2016. 24-year-old Emmanuel Bailey had been behind bars since he first stood accused of killing 50-year-old Cheryl Bussell in her home on Lower Calpac Road. She died from multiple stab wounds. Authorities say Bailey and another inmate also attacked a correctional officer while behind bars. He's been segregated from the general jail population since. Several of Humboldt's business leaders gathering at the Eureka Visitor Center on Friday, 6 p.m. to show their opposition to the federal government's attempts to open up nearly all U.S. waters to new offshore drilling by adding their names to a surfboard donated by Firewire Surfboards. The surfboard left San Diego in March. It's been traveling up the West Coast, collecting hundreds of signatures since. Later this year, the surfboard will be presented to the White House and the U.S. Department of the Interior. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public's help finding two suspects believed to have robbed a man near Hoopa. It happened yesterday at about 9:30 in the morning. Authorities got a call from a man who told dispatchers he had just been robbed. The victim was trying to hitchhike near the Vista Point in Hoopa when a dark gray Honda sedan with two occupants stopped to give him a ride. When the victim got into the vehicle, the front passenger of the sedan pointed a sawed-off shotgun at him, demanding the victim get out and leave his backpack in the car. The suspects described as two white men, thin-built, in their early 20s. The suspects were last seen driving towards Hoopa. Well, they're down a vital piece of equipment at the Neyland Volunteer Fire Protection District after its lone water transport truck was destroyed yesterday while responding to a structure fire in Bayside. The truck was about 2 feet off the shoulder of the road when a section of Jacoby Creek Road collapsed under the weight of the truck, which can weigh as much as 60,000 pounds when it's loaded up with 2,200 gallons of water. The truck rolled down the side of the road and ended up on its wheels at the bottom of a 50-foot embankment. The damage to the truck made it a total loss. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.